Okay, I haven't done Chayshe Mishpat in a very long time. A person's not allowed to be mazik someone. And let's put aside the isser for now. If you mazik someone, you have to pay for it. Now, the rule is Adamur Le'olam, whether it's being mazik a person or being mazik property, right? Being Meshagig, being Oynes, being Barasan, Memezid. So, okay, even if you're an Oynes. But Lamaisa, there is an ones gomer. There is a level of ones which is completely unforeseeable, completely unforeseeable. And then you potter even by Adam Amazah. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. It's called ones gomer. And of course, it's very difficult. A Beis Din really would have to make the judgment what level of ones it was. Because in other words, if something is, say you're climbing on a ladder and then you break and you fall. So if it's a shia, so of course you have to pay if you were mazik something. If it was reasonable to assume that it was strong enough, then you still have to pay. But then, if it was for sure strong enough and it inexplicably broke, I think in insurance companies, or maybe even people's shyness, they call it an act of Hashem, an act of GBSD. So there is such a concept here also, which I think I would call it that it's a mamshon oynus gomer. If someone walks onto your property and you're unaware that he came onto your property, so you're not, you're potter. If you were mazik him inadvertently, not if you were machaven to be mazik him, but if you inadvertently, but you had no reason, you didn't know he was there. That's, I mean, it's not just inadvertent. You have no reason to think like mechtesi someone walked onto your property. But once you notice him, so even if he has no permission to be there, but you notice him, then again you would follow the regular rules of the mu'ad li'ayon. But if you don't even know he's there, then you would be an Oynes Gomer. So there is a level of Oynes Gomer, even though the Mamazik is Potter. That's what we paskin, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah. And the question is, when do you reach that darga to be called Oynes Gomer? And as I said, you probably refer to it as an act of GDSD, an act of the Lord. Okay. So, now we're in Chagas Halvavos. And we're in Shar HaKaniyah, Perek Zion. And he's talking about things which prove to you that a person is a nichna, someone that nichna means someone that's bottled to Hashem, really, someone that feels anochi salas v'lo ish, someone that feels he's not deserving of anything, not in a sad, depressing, sick way, but in a very healthy way, meaning what's healthy. Because he understands that everything's from Hashem and he deserves nothing, and he's probably falling short in his avodas Hashem, because the Chavis Avodas holds that everybody is falling short in their avodas Hashem. So we learned three things so far. The last one was rather long. He talked about, again, these are signs through which one recognizes if someone indeed has this midah of kni or not. The last one was rather long. He talked about, you know, how the reaction if people praise him, and the reaction of people say bad things about him. For Ravi, the fourth on the list of five things, K'sheyetev lo hakel b'tova gadola. Hashem, he has a sudden shefa, either b'chachma yaseira, doesn't have to be a sudden event, like even the lottery, but stam, he's unusually intelligent, utfuna rabba, osher gadol, o kovod etzel hamalchus. He's like, good things are happening. He's unusual more than other people, more than the average person. Things that usually, whether it's wealth or brilliance or covered Eitzel HaMalchus, so the Derech B'nei Odom is l'spar b'hem, his ga'os ba'avuram. The Yishar, and this person remains, like you can't even tell. You can't tell he's different than anyone else. You can't tell he's Yishor alinyan shifluso kodem lachain. However, he was a shuffle before, he's the same now. V'lo hosif ala anova v'shiflus afnei halokim. He feels even more humbled towards Hashem because he doesn't feel that he deserves this shefa that he got. the chaval, the tovel of Ne'adam, he becomes more of a mensch legabi others because he feels even more humbled. He wants to share what he has. K'may shomer Avram. That's the next week. Rada Eisha Shibchul Habori V'Omer Amachas Ani Me'Avram Asher Ani Yoseh. It says Vanochi Ofer Ve'Efer. After he became big, so he maintained the shiflus that he had. He was a shofel. He maintained the shiflus that he had before. From a Moshe, the Aaron, v'nachnu mo, the David HaMelech Omer Avol HaShalom, v'nochi solas v'lo ish, oz yizbar matzpuno, we see his kishkes, his inner mind, v'te'omein, and we see that it's borer and clear, k'ni oso. When he reacts that way, when even he has every reason to be misguided over other people, then you know it's truly a nichna. This is the pasuk in Koheles, which the Kabbalists are saying means this: Imruach Hamoshel Tale Olecha Mekomcha Al Tanach. So he's apparently learning it to mean if something happens in your life that you're now lording over others, and Ruach HaMoshel Tale Olecha, you're Ola the Gedula in some way, shape, or form. But Mekom Chal Tanach, don't move away from how you used to act and don't act differently. Okay, we'll stop here.
It says that in your shield, didn't it? No.